This is the Patriots Training Camp Cast. Oh, yeah! The Patriots Training Camp Cast is your source for all the news from Patriots Training Camp.
Well, I do still watch the news.
Practice is over, but the writers of Patriots.com have you covered.
What did I miss yesterday?
Now, here to review today's practice, the writers of Patriots.com.
A little bit of a change today, Mike Dussault. Little rain.
Rain.
In the forecast here in Foxborough. A little bit of some sloppy conditions. First time during the training camp that we didn't get really picturesque, beautiful, perfect days.
Yeah.
So I thought, you know, in all seriousness, I thought the weather had a little bit to do with the state of the practice. I thought saw some guys slipping, some passes being dropped.
And
I thought, you know, Belichick talked about before practice about a lot of stressing of fundamentals today. So some of those things, ball security-wise, I'm sure he wasn't thrilled with. We also had the officials on hand today. A lot of flags on the field.
there were a lot of wet
flags on the field
false
today.
False starts, holds. Yep.
So I think from a fundamental standpoint, I think Bill Belichick probably has a lot of stuff to go over with the troops today.
Yeah, I was surprised. I mean, I guess you shouldn't be surprised there's that many balls hitting the ground, but it was sloppy throughout. A lot of going through hands and, you know, off people's hands, those kind of things. But, overall, another kind of uneven offensive practice.
Choppy.
I don't want to kill him too much because of the weather and stuff. But just, you know, not very productive today overall. We saw some interesting kind of twists now with fourth-string quarterback Malik Cunningham getting some fourth-string quarterback reps. We know what he was in college and, getting a little work on that kind of stuff. Not really sure why, if that's part of their offense, if it's going to be scout team things in the future, but certainly interesting, I think, to see maybe the biggest takeaway today, just seeing him get some opportunities at quarterback.
Yeah, I thought it was related to scout, as you said, Mike. It looked like they were running a lot of plays off of cards. And, you know, this is, you know, a quasi-game prep week. You know, I know they don't go full bore into the game planning for a preseason game, but Houston's coming to town on Thursday. Belichick talks a lot about the need to get guys at least that base knowledge. You don't want to put them out there completely blind to what the other team's going to be doing. So I think that was what we saw from Malik Cunningham, and you saw just as you would think. A lot of read option type stuff, a couple of quarterback draws, some misdirection bootlegs where he's looking to get on the edge, putting some stress on the edge of the defense, you know, making them make a decision. And he threw some balls as well. So, yeah, Malik Cunningham, probably the most extensive snaps we've seen from him. Attendance-wise, still having some issues on the offensive line, although David Andrews was back today, but no Bill Murray. But Ty Montgomery, Matthew Slater, Jonathan Jones, and Cole Strange also missing practice. Little curious now about Slater and Jones. This is three practices in a row now. I don't know if it's just they're not really in the mix to play Thursday night, so you're giving them some extended time off their feet. But, you know, certainly a lot of other guys that probably aren't going to play much, if at all, Thursday who are out there. So, I don't know, just something to keep an eye on.
Yeah, and we saw, you know, Trent Brown continues to kind of come out, and it seems like he's mostly watching. I'm reading now he's speaking with the press, right, as we're recording this, said he is dealing with some kind of injury. So, we'll see what develops there. And, you know, Cole Strange was spotted, walked out, three-quarters of the way through practice to watch the end of it, had his helmet in hand.
Cleats on, helmet in hand, no sleeve at all on the leg.
Good sign.
He looked like he was moving around pretty well, too.
Yeah,
I mean, again, you know, Dr. Perillo.
Hopefully it's positive. I mean, I also noticed after we recorded our podcast yesterday, Mike Reese had said that he had spotted Calvin Anderson out watching yesterday's practice as well. So
he could be in the studio right now.
Yeah, I would. So I think that's a positive sign. I just think right now they're really scratching the bottom of their depth here after practice 11 with their offensive line. And, you know, how are you going to make it through a preseason game? So I don't know if they have to make a move, but hopefully they can get healthy sooner than later.
Yeah, I mentioned that we had the referees on hand. It looked like Lant Clark. His crew, was out here. I forgive me for not looking up all the members of Lant Clark's crew.
You don't know them off the top of your head?
I do not. But we also had a guest today at practice, Joe Mazzulla, Celtics head coach, was out there with Bill Belichick. They spoke extensively before the practice began.
Screened the town in between a couple of drills.
the fair amount of one-on-ones, too, before they got into the team periods today. I thought the wide receivers weren't quite as productive as they were the last time we saw one-on-ones when it seemed like every pass was being completed. I thought that's where you saw the rain.
Yeah,
the rain, I think, had something to do with there was some slipping and definitely some drops. Juju had a drop. I think Kendrick Bourne had a couple, and Scotty Washington had a couple. DeMario Douglas, Tyquan Thornton. It looked like pretty much everybody had at least one drop during the one-on-ones and then into the full team. A lot of different down and distance today, moving up and down the field. Yeah. A lot of second and third down work at the bulk of practice. Finished up with some two-minute stuff. Some strange dividing up of the reps, I thought. At times it was all Mac, and then it seemed to be shorter periods with Mac and then longer with Zappe. So all told, it probably worked out about the same, but just a little bit of a wrinkle there.
Yeah, a couple guys just to highlight for me. I thought Kendrick Bourne, other than the one you mentioned, had a nice day.
No, he was active.
Caught a few balls.
Again, yeah.
Nice day for him. Maybe the best that he's had thus far in camp. A couple guys just caught my eye in the one-on-ones were a couple nice rushes by Equale, who's a guy that's a little bit under the radar, but I think is
pass rushing specialist. That's what he does.
Comes
in on third down for the interior.
Yeah, Barmore had a real nice one on Cody Roosie, and I thought City Sow on the outside, he struggled a little bit. Just a couple highlights of the ones you're catching.
Yeah, I thought McDermott did a good job on Keon White, too, on one in the reps. I didn't watch minute. You know me.
You guys, come in and you catch some of them.
You guys do the offensive line on
your time. It's tough. They're doing
especially when we have no offensive linemen.
I know. That's true. It's a quick drill.
Nick Folk did all the kicking today, bunch of field goals, longer range ones for him too, 45, 47, 50, looked like he made them all. There was one that we weren't quite sure on.
First one from 45,
wasn't sure, didn't really see the referee's signal in time. He had a strong day kicking the ball. And again, bad conditions, 50 yarders in the rain, I don't care what time of year it is. Those are not gimmies. So that was a good sign to see. They got a little bit of a kicking competition with him. And Ryland's definitely got the stronger leg.
Interesting how they're doing it, though, back-to-back days. It's just a choice. I guess my instinct would usually be you want to see him kick side-by-side and go back and forth. But they're doing it day-by-day. One more practice tomorrow, and then we're not really sure what we're going to see. So tomorrow might be the last time we really get a chance to get a look at how this competition's going.
Yes, and Mike is right. That is tomorrow. They're scheduled to practice at 1 o'clock again. Anybody listening, if you want one last shot to get a chance to take a look at the Patriots in training camp, that will be your final opportunity. It will definitely – tomorrow will be our final training camp cast as well. So it's amazing. Like Bill says, you stack the days. They go by really quick. It feels like Groundhog Day because it's the same every single day, but they do go by rather quickly. And that's going to put a wrap on day 11. One more to go from Foxborough.